It's just before 3 in the afternoon on Tuesday, August 31st, and I'm calling you from what we call the Millennium Camp at the top of the forest, about 12,000 feet on Kilimanjaro. I had promised you a call from Uhuru Peak, the very top of Kili, this morning, but we were having such a good time up there, I just never got around to it, so I decided to combine that summit call with a we made it down safely call, and that's what this is. But what a marvelous summit we did have this morning. We awoke about 4 a.m. in the crater, of course, and by about 5:20, actually it was closer to 5:40, 20 minutes before 6, we were climbing. It took us only 1 hour to climb up to the very top of Kilimanjaro. As we stepped up on the very last ridge to the summit, there was a big full moon high in the sky. The sun was rising, of course, and the shadow of Kilimanjaro was cast off to the west from the rising sun. The guides were singing a song in Swahili. We hardly noticed at first, but then we realized as various verses came along that each climber's name was mentioned. First Julie, then Alex, then Jimmy, as they called Jim Alexander. And later, August and Nicholas explained to us that that was a Swahili song of congratulations that they were singing to the team as they stepped up to the summit. Just before we got on the summit, Turkey, or a Swahili blessing garland, was hung around the neck of each member, so it really looked beautiful in that morning light to see them all standing on the top. Our descent went quite well. We got down here exactly at 12 noon, not that many hours after we started moving. Tired, of course, very satisfied. And Hudson, as you might expect, prepared a beautiful lunch for our arrival back to lower altitudes. And there was even a card, a congratulations card, laid at the placing of everyone at the lunch table. I'm sure that Anna back at the office had something to do with that. I had forgotten about it, but sometimes she sends those congratulations cards up to our members as they completed a climb. Tomorrow we have a beautiful walk back through the forest. On this side of the mountain, actually, it will be a much greener, denser forest than the group saw on the west side of the mountain. It will not be a very long walk at the Mueca Gate, but we leave the park, we'll say goodbye to the porters and most of the staff, and we'll make our way back to Arusha. Please stay with us. We're going to have reports of our adventures as we head back to Arusha and as we go on safari.